Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Parents want safer online experiences for their teens. That's why Instagram is introducing Teen Accounts, with automatic protections for who can contact teens and the content they can see, giving parents more peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
The front of the Irish Daily Mirror says another fine mess. Stanley TD resigns over internal inquiry, issue now passed to Gardaí. The Irish Daily Mail says that Sinn Féin is in disarray as complaints referred to Gardaí. Brian Stanley's resignation, the second inside a week, adds pressure to Sinn Féin party chiefs ahead of a general election. The Irish Independent says Gardaí called in as Sinn Féin rocked by internal inquiry. Yeah, Brian Stanley's departure, the latest crisis for Mary Lou MacDonald, who is on News Talk Breakfast this morning, as she faces into Dáil statements this week into how she handled the fallout from the conviction of former press officer Michael McMonagall for child sex offences. Then you have the Irish Times, which has a bit more detail on what's going on in Sinn Féin. A Sinn Féin internal inquiry into allegations against TD Brian Stanley had reached a preliminary conclusion of gross misconduct against him before he resigned from the party on Saturday night. According to the Irish Times, Brian Stanley has fiercely contested the conduct of the inquiry, suggesting it resembled a kind of kangaroo court. The Irish Times understands that the inquiry had concluded that the complaint made against Brian Stanley had breached Sinn Féin's ethics code and made a finding of gross misconduct against him, which of course Brian Stanley is absolutely denying. As I say, Mary Lou MacDonald will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Plenty of questions being tweeted by Fianna Fáil politicians in particular about this. They're asking who knew what and when, and why the matter, if it was so serious, is only being referred to Gardaí now, and why Brian Stanley, if the allegations were so serious, had still been chair of the PAC, although he's going to lose that now because the party decides who's chair of the various Oireachtas committees. So a lot for Mary Lou MacDonald to answer on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Times, money laundering arrests in Ireland have surged since the start of the year. They're on course to surpass the record level recorded during the pandemic years, when there were a rake of scams, if you remember. Figures show there were the same number of arrests in the first 9 months of this year as all of last year. So we've a lot of scams going on, a lot of money laundering, and Gardaí seem to be on top of it. Gardaí sources say money laundering arrests were increasing because the nature of crime was changing, and Gardaí are now more focused on identifying and investigating it. The Irish Sun put Beast on trial for Maddie. Maddie McCann prime suspect Christian Bruckner should go on trial for Madeleine McCann's kidnap, an Irish rape victim insists. This is Hazel Behan, who maintains that Christian Bruckner is her attacker, says Maddie's family deserves justice. And the front of the Irish Daily Star, Mrs. Blown's boys... this is the news that Mrs. Brown's Boys star Brendan O'Carroll has sold his Florida beach home. I'm not surprised, given some of what we saw in recent weeks. He sold it for €4.1 million, which is €1.4 million less than the asking price, although I'd say he's quite happy to get rid of it. And, you know, two storms in 2 weeks there, I think a lot more people will be moving away from Florida. I don't know where he's going. Maybe he's buying somewhere else in Florida, but he sold this home anyway for over €4 million. Inside the papers, fascinating piece in the Irish Daily Mail, a priest has apologised for allowing the glorification of criminality during funeral masses. Friends and family members who celebrate a life of crime at the liturgy have become increasingly problematic for parish priests in recent years. Father Bill O'Shaughnessy, a priest based in Talla, has taken a stand against funeral masses like these. We've seen different funerals of criminals, and sometimes crime is glorified. Examples in the Mail of floral designs of screwdrivers and balaclavas, along with egregious readings from the altar, are among the ways that deceased criminals are remembered. However, this priest says, as parish priest, I want to publicly take responsibility for the glorification of criminality that has taken place while I have been asked to serve here. And I want to apologise to all those who've been scandalised by what has happened. And he says that from now on, under his watch, you're not going to be seeing a glorification of criminality. Inside the Irish Times, we have the deposit return scheme. And we're told that the annual Coast Watch survey, which looks at litter on our shores, has found a massive reduction in plastic bottles, aluminium cans and steel tins washed up on Irish shorelines. I was on a beach in Donegal recently and it was immaculate. And I think what we're seeing is that people are recycling and are using the deposit return scheme, and they're noticing this now when they go to clean up our beaches. They're not seeing the bottles, the cans and the tins washing up on our shores. So that's very positive news in the Irish Times. Elsewhere, there's a warning if you're on the road in Cork. This is in the Irish Daily Mail. Drivers on the new Macroom bypass, apparently a lovely road, but you should now watch out for deer jumping in front of cars. This is Garda Bridget Hartnett, who says a lot of deer are travelling and making their way onto the road because it's rutting season. They're mating, and people need to be prepared to stop suddenly, apparently. I do know of someone who they crashed into a deer and the deer came through the windscreen, and they say there's nothing like the noise of a deer screaming in pain, and it is frightening. It just happens all of a sudden. But on this road, cars are doing 100 kilometres an hour, so you're booting it 100 kilometres an hour, and then the deer don't know the new road, obviously, so they're jumping out in front of cars. So just a warning on the new Macroom bypass. Staying on the road, nothing nicer when you're on a big long journey. I was saying there, I went to Donegal, stopped in petrol stations all the way during the 5-hour journey. But according to the Telegraph, drivers do not need to buy snacks from the petrol station every couple of hours. This is according to a leading nutritionist, Tim Spector, who said the drivers have developed a habit of stopping at petrol stations every 2 hours on a long drive and picking up snacks for the journey. That's what makes the road trip fun. But he says that you shouldn't be doing this. And he says that apparently if you go to petrol stations in France and Spain, which I've never been in, they don't have this rubbish, as he calls it, the crap, as he calls it, in the petrol stations. The idea you have to refuel yourself every 2 hours is a new phenomenon. So you're apparently supposed to be miserable on your long journey. Finally, one of the things that might be nice on a long journey is some sweets. Well, the Sun tells us we've a new victim of shrinkflation. Sweet lovers have turned sour after bags of jelly babies were slashed by more than 10%. So your packet of jelly babies used to be 190 grams. It's now 165 grams and probably the same price or even more expensive. Other products to adopt shrinkflation include Pringles, which has chopped 15 grams from the size of the large tube last month, and also Dalmio apparently has cut the size of its pasta sauces.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.